What was that? He just wouldn't die, said the younger guardsman. I don't know, but we should go, said Hagen, catching his breath. The horses were neighing frantically. They reared up and thrashed around, trying to break free. One did, and ran off through the trees. It was then that Hagen turned and saw them. They had come lumbering out of the mist, quietly unnoticed. Several other figures now advanced down the track. As they came into view, he saw the one nearest appeared to be naked and had runes carved into his skin. Another dressed much like the rider they had slain in the night. Some other great and terrible wounds were splattered in blood. Hagen stared in horror. How could a man suffer such wounds and still stand? They looked dead. More came groaning and limping towards them, with arms outstretched. Derek notched another arrow and loosed it at the first man with the carved skin. It struck him, and he fell.
Come on, lad! To the horses! We ride! Called Hagen.
The guardsman loosed another arrow. The arrow struck, and the man staggered, but just came forward again, snarling. The naked man began to get up again. The guardsman panicked. Hagen shouted again,
Come on! Run!
Derek turned and froze at what he saw before him. Brannick stood there, pale and splattered with blood, his eyes dead and black like the old man. Brannick lunged at the surprised guardsman and sank his teeth deep into his arm. Hagen grabbed the guardsman's shoulder and pulled him free. Brannick took a chunk of flesh from his arm, and blood ran down his chin as he chewed at it. Hagen was horrified. He hesitated a moment, then struck Brannick hard and low with the axe. It buried deep into his side, and he fell. Hagen grabbed the stricken guardsman, who stood holding his arm.
Run, fool!
The two guardsmen ran for the horses and mounted up. The dead men limped along slowly in pursuit. They wheeled the panicked horses and rode them down the track.
He was dead, Hagen. Ow, he bit me. Just ride, replied the old guardsman.
He trembled. He could not believe what he had just seen. Those men were dead. They rode fast and spoke little. The mist still clung low as they emerged from the tree line into the barren high valley. They passed the body at the crossroads and rode up the track that led to the watchpost. Derek slumped low in his saddle until, finally, he fell from his horse. Hagen dismounted and ran to him. He was bleeding from the bite on his arm and looked pale.
I'm hungry, Hagen. I need to eat. Now!
He spoke through clenched teeth. The lad seemed angry. From the pain or delirious from the loss of blood, perhaps?
I'll get you some food. Wait here. Rest a few minutes.
Hagen returned to his horse. He hadn't planned to be longer than a day, so they brought little food. Something struck him hard on the back of the head. The world blurred and he fell to the floor. The guardsman stood over him. He was breathing heavily and had a strange look in his eyes.
I must eat now,
bellowed Derek. Hagen could feel something dripping off his ears and down his neck. It was on his face. He touched his cheek and looked at his hand. It was blood. His head was bleeding badly. The guardsman dropped the rock and bent to pick up another larger one with both hands. He advanced on Hagen. Hagen tried to get up, but he couldn't. His head span.
No!
Cried Hagen. The guardsman advanced with the rock held high above his head. He laughed hysterically. Hagen took the horn from his belt and blew it as hard as he could. It sounded loud and deep. The guardsman shrieked at him. Hagen blew it again, but it was cut short as the rock crashed down.